Today's words of wisdom, together we can choose a bright destiny, will be presented in Polish and English and subtitled in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. Polska to rozległy kraj, który leży w samym sercu Europy. Dzięki połączeniu starych miast i dzikiej przyrody Polska stała się jednym z ulubionych celów podróży. Tutaj turyści mogą znaleźć wiele pięknych miejsc, takich jak wyspy, półwyspy, skaliste szczyty, zalesione góry, bezkresne równiny, jeziora, rzeki, wodospady, a nawet pustynie. Kraj ten szczyci się posiadaniem 22 parków narodowych, około 1200 rezerwatów przyrody, ponad 100 parków krajobrazowych i 400 obszarów chronionych. Większość z nich jest ostoją rzadkich gatunków zwierząt. Polska w połowie XV wieku była największym państwem w Europie. W obecnej stolicy Polski w Warszawie nadal można znaleźć historyczne ulice, kościoły i budynki. Mottem Warszawy jest Contendit Proceles, to znaczy oprzeć się burzy. Zabytkowe centrum Warszawy, Stare Miasto, należy do Światowego Dziedzictwa UNESCO. Innymi miejscami z listy Światowego Dziedzictwa UNESCO są Kraków, legendarne miasto i dawna stolica Polski, z 6000 historycznych budynków. Malbork, sławny ze swojej krzyżackiej twierdzy. Zamość, jedyne miasto Polski całkowicie zbudowane w stylu renesansowym i zaliczane do klejnotów renesansowej architektury. Kalwaria Zabrzydowska, piękny krajobraz kultury, posiadający ważne duchowe znaczenie, związane z męką Chrystusa, będący celem pielgrzymek od ponad 600 lat. Z szeroko rozwiniętą nauką i kulturą Polska wydała na świat wielu utalentowanych zdobywców Nagrody Nobla w dziedzinie literatury, a są nimi Henryk Sienkiewicz, Władysław Reymont, poeta Czesław Miłosz i Wiesława Szymborska. Polski wkład w muzykę zdobył międzynarodowe uznanie poprzez światowej sławy kompozytorów. Fryderyk Chopin, urodzony w Polsce, nazywany również poetą fortepianu, Henryk Wieniewski, Virtuos skrzypiec, Karol Szymanowski oraz Krzysztof Penderecki, wybitny współczesny kompozytor. Szeroko znane na świecie jest także polskie malarstwo historyczne z wybitnymi dziełami Jana Matejki i Juliusza Kosaka. Polska także wydała na świat Mikołaja Kopernika, którego doskonałość umysłu i naukowa rzetelność całkowicie zmieniły podstawy astronomii oraz miejsce ludzkości i planety Ziemi we Wszechświecie. Polska jest również miejscem narodzin jednego z ukochanych światowych przywódców religijnych, Jego Świętobliwości papieża Jana Pawła II. W grudniu 2008 roku Polska będzie gospodarzem najważniejszego na świecie forum dyskusji politycznej 14. Konferencji Stron Ramowej Konwencji Narodów Zjednoczonych w sprawie zmian klimatu UNFCCC. Dodatkowo w 2012 roku wspólnie z Ukrainą Polska będzie gospodarzem europejskich mistrzów w piłce nożnej. 11 maja 1999 roku najwyższa mistrzyni Qinghai wygłosiła w Polsce wykład w Warszawie, czwartym przystanku na trasie jej europejskiego Tony. Zapraszamy Was teraz na ten szczególny wykład zatytułowany Wspólnie możemy wybrać pomyślną przyszłość.
How can I accept myself? I cannot find, find being with myself. I cannot find being with myself.
As I have mentioned already, without connection with our God self again, we never find peace, no matter in what position you are in, no matter how much money you have, no matter how much possession in your hands, you never feel rest. Because our being has two parts now, physical and spiritual, and at the moment we live only a physical life, so we miss the most important part that is spiritual. That's why we are restless. Because we feel we are not complete, we only half, that's why. After the transmission, you will feel more peaceful, until complete peace will come to you. That I can promise. Because I have it myself.
Can you believe in fate? Destiny?
Destiny, yes, fate, same. Yes, I do. If you are not reconnected with God, fate is the only thing you have. Fate is the law of cause and retribution, and no one can escape unless we are connected with God's grace again. If we connect with God's grace again, we can escape.
Does the person who dies can actually feel it?
When the moment he dies?
Yes.
Oh, yes, very much so. That's why he suffers when he leaves the world. Unless he's reconnected with God, then he dies peacefully.
A child who died, how can you find contact with him?
There are some ways to do that. But I'm afraid it's very difficult to know which way is the true way. But if you meditate, you will see him sometimes. Even now, the moment you think of the child's being will connect with you. It's just that you are not refined enough to hear him, but he knows you are calling. He hears you. There are some psychic people who can also establish the contact with the deceased, but rarely they are genuine. There are some genuine ones, just difficult to verify.
Why is it forbidden to heal, though Jesus heals people himself?
Jesus did not heal anyone. He never takes credit for anything that happens around him. He say, not I do, it's my Father. That's why when somebody touched his clothes and got healed, he say, your faith has healed you. If we want to be one with God again, we should not demonstrate any ego action, any action that stems from the ego, or any physical showiness of that I do it, but we let God do it to us when and to whom and how he sees fit. We have healing power that is God's power, which will flow directly, simultaneously, naturally through us anytime, anywhere. We have no need to demonstrate that we, this physical being, do this and make the other person, who is God also, will be grateful to us. And that is not proper. God has graced us with medical for physical healing, and the spiritual healing comes from him alone, naturally. Also, at the time of so-called initiation or reconnection, I don't do anything. I don't even have to be here. He would do everything. He just chose me to bring the message to you. That's it.
What do you think about reincarnation?
Reincarnation is the process of a soul which seeks the same experience again on this planet or seek some new experience. The soul, so-called the children of God, the soul which comes from God, a part of God, may choose to stay here for a long time, may choose to return to this planet again or other planet, or may choose to go back home forever.
Why there is so much evil in humans? Why there is so many murders, so many atrocities? Why?
Ignorance. That's why. Ignorance of the law of God, ignorance of self-greatness and others' greatness. Ignorance is the murderer, not the person. That's why Jesus forgave those who inflicts pain on him, because he say, Father, they do not know what they are doing.
How do you find God in your heart?
He just came. I didn't find him, he found me. He's always there. Just when the time comes, we realize it. And if we are not reconnected, we do not realize it. If you want to see God, stay behind, I show you. And you can see God every day too. After that. It's as easy as you see in me now. Because God is within you already. You just don't know where to look.
Is it possible in a short period of time to make people basically love each other, that there won't be any more wars, and so everybody is happy on our planet? In a short time?
Yes, yes, it's possible, but I'm afraid that you cannot contact everybody on the planet in a short time. So at least you can make your surrounding, the people that surround you, the people know you, will be in peace. And if each one of us do that, of course then the world will be peaceful. So it takes a little bit more time and more people to join force.
And what is your religion?
I have only one, that's God's religion.
Can you predict events which will take place in the world?
Yes and no. I know what God tells me to know, and I don't know what He doesn't want me to know. Besides, there's no such thing as fixed future. If we are connected with God's grace, we can change everything. And I don't want to predict any fixed future, because I want us to make our own future more positive, more bright, more happy. We make it ourselves.
What do you think about the World War III?
We don't want that. We will avoid it. You join me to bless the world. You bring God's blessing here. Yes. I'm running around Europe as his dictation. So I invite you to rediscover your own God's power in order to bless Europe, bless the world, and bless all the universe. Otherwise, it's not World War III that we worry about. We should worry about World War IV, V, VI, VII, and so on.
Are we going to be witnesses? Are we going to see in a short time unification of religions?
It's not important. It's not important the unification of religion, because there's only one religion to begin with. It's important that we know what true religion is, what God is, what real Buddha nature is, for the Buddhists, yes. Because everyone has the right to call God in any names he wants, but there's only one God, one religion.
What do you think about psychokinesis, moving of things by through one's will without touching it?
Oh, yes. This is a supernatural power. We can do all that, but this is not important. We try to even avoid the demonstration of any power of the less high level. We only do that when absolutely, absolutely necessary. Because God's power is not to tamper with, to play with. Remember when Moses tempted to show his magical power and turn the staff into the snake? The other magician can do the same, so they laughed at him.
Is it true that Jesus ate the lamb and fish?
To my knowledge, no.
Was Jesus a vegetarian?
I have explained already. The master don't touch anything that it's cause suffering to other beings. What it is recorded in the Bible is just parable, sample, example, symbolic. That's why Jesus advised his disciple to throw away the fish net, and he would show them how to catch men. The Bible has been recorded and retranslated again and again, so some real essence has probably been missing during this process. According to history, Jesus is descendant of the Essener, and this group of people have been vegetarian since ancient time. It means that it is very much likely that he would follow his own tradition. You can re-study the Bible and the history of Jesus' birth and his life again. There are many things you will discover.
How can you help 23-year-old intelligent young man battle the bad demons, the evil which is in him?
Oh, he's possessed?
For 7 years now. And the person says that the exorcism works only a few hours.
I am very sorry to hear this. I have all the sympathy with him. How old is the father?
65. Father is 65 years old.
Well, I have the way, but I'm afraid that he and his family would think that I want to convert them. The only way is to help yourself. Through the process of reconnecting with God, we ourselves will benefit, and the family will be also healed automatically because of bloodline. That's more permanent.
When can I meet for a long training of meditation? The person works with handicapped children.
Oh, in your spare time, before you go to sleep and after you wake up in the morning, before you start your day, you meditate. Before you go to sleep, you meditate on God. That's all is required. Or sometimes you don't have a long hour, you meditate like 10 minutes here, half an hour there, and that's all day, whenever. There is no need for forsaking all your job and your worldly duty and your family obligation just to go and sit somewhere for a long, long period of time. It's not necessary. But if you have time and you want to devote more for God, then sometimes you have like 1 week holidays and you can meditate more. Sometimes we also have like a gathering, we meditate for a few days together or a week together. That also happens.
Can I go through initiation even though I'm not sure if I will be able to meditate 2.5 hours a day?
Can. 2.5 hours, just a recommended time. The more you connect with God, the better for you. But actually, this meditation is very easy. You can sit on the bus, meditate, sit in the park, meditate, sit on an airplane, meditate. You can meditate during your lunch break, coffee break, a taxi, anywhere. Just that we save a little time for God, that so we know Him, that's all. Yes.
What is consciousness?
Consciousness is God power.
Who am I going to be after the initiation?
Yourself. The real self.
Do you believe in eternal love? That is love after death.
Of course. True love should be eternal.
How can you recognize that somebody reached Buddhahood, that he is a master?
You cannot unless you have some level of spiritual enlightenment yourself. If you have a higher level of wisdom already, then you will recognize that person immediately. If not, you have to train yourself after a while and be sincere and pray to the Buddha or God, then you will know also.
How do you perceive God? What or who He is? What is His structure? Can you explain it in details to everybody and now?
I invite you to know Him yourself. Then you can explain to me and everybody. How can I explain to you the orange juice or whatever I drink if you never drink it yourself? And if I drink the whole bottle and I tell you it's really good, does it quench your thirst? I can explain God the 100 years, it do no good to you. Because God is inexplicable. We can only talk a little bit, but we cannot explain the whole greatness of God. If God can be explained, then Jesus has explained it all to you already. You read the Bible, you satisfy already. You don't even need to ask me, no?
How can you overcome one's own enemy?
Enlightenment. Enlightenment will take care of all the bad qualities. Enlightenment will destroy all that.
Why is it important that we don't practice many different methods at the same time?
Because we don't have time, number one. Number two, it's not safe to ride two bicycles at the same time. We need to concentrate on one thing at a time in order to have result in every endeavor we take.
There are people who can sense through an instrument like a stick, they can find different underground currents of energy, streams of water, whatever.
Yes. Within human beings, there are tremendous power of all kinds. So that's one fraction of the power. There's nothing mysterious. We have much vaster power, knowledge than that.
Why there is so many different ways getting to God? Why there is so many different religions, sects, and so on? And the person might get lost in all these. How? What should he do?
Okay. After every great master left the planet, the human behind him formed one religion after his name. So after Christ died, they formed Christianity. After Buddha died, they formed Buddhism, for example. And that's why we have so many names, many religions, but all the masters teach only one thing, that there's the only one God, and we can reach Him. If you are not sure which way to follow, if you go home, pray alone sincerely to God, and then He will give you a clear answer. That's the way I did. Because I also tried many ways, and it did not work well for me until I found this Guanyin method.
Does one, when beginning meditation, has to have his master?
Well, a guide, yes. And later you know yourself, you don't need. Because you are all master from the beginning. You are God. But you have forgotten.
What will happen if after the initiation I won't be able to meditate 2.5 hours? And what will happen if after the initiation I will eat fish or egg, consciously or unconsciously?
You will know if you do that later. It's like everything else, if you enrolled in the school and you don't study, then of course you don't get the knowledge. You become vegetarian because of love. And if you want to keep your promise, then you expand your love more. And if you do not want to expand your love, it's all your business. What can I say? I cannot condemn you in any way. I can only advise you what's the best for you. And you take it or you leave it.
How can you tell the difference between things that happen in our life that are determined by karma and those that are not? How can you tell?
We can. The things that happen to us, even though we don't want it, even though we try all the ways to avoid it, that is from bad karma. Mm. But after the transmission, the reawakening of God power, even we can change bad karma. Sometimes, like, we should have an accident in the real life, but we just experience in a dream, and we wake up a little pain here, but that's it. After the reconnection, only God will determine our life, not the karma. Sometimes God wants to let us go through some certain experience, pleasure or not pleasure, he will decide. We can pray to avoid it. We can bargain with him. But after enlightenment for a long time, great enlightenment, we just say, your will be done. Yes. I thank you. I thank the translator for being so patient. Love you. God bless you and your country. Whatever way you choose to walk your life, God loves you. God loves you. I know He loves you.
Dziękujemy za obejrzenie dzisiejszych słów mądrości, a teraz zostańcie z nami na muzykę i poezję. Już za chwilę Supreme Master Television. Niech wasze życie wypełnia Boża bezwarunkowa miłość. Thank you for joining us on today's Words of Wisdom. And now, please stay tuned for music and poetry coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May your life be graced with God's unconditional love.